Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference right here in our community.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
We're joined on the podcast by Kathy Latham. She's from the Cobb Senior Services. And Kathy, please tell me exactly what it is that you do.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks so much for having me come today. Yes, so Cobb County is wonderful about taking care of older adults. We have been around for 50 years, the Senior Services Department, and what we offer are programs, services, and resources to help adults maintain their independence, stay home as long as possible. But when I say stay home, I don't mean stay home. I mean, we want them to come and engage with us at our different locations. But we want to help people maintain their health and their wellness and their independence for as long as possible. And I think we do an excellent job at that. Matter of fact, we are one of the models for not just the state, but really the Southeast for how to do this. And we've been very successful, as I said, for about 50 years.
We want to talk specifically to children who have older parents. Mm-hmm. So we're talking to 35, 40, 45-year-old people who have parents who are now 65-plus, and what to do with them, and where to send them, and how to get them engaged. So tell me some of the things that you have, some of the resources you have for persons in that age range.
Absolutely. So we operate 7 senior centers throughout Cobb County. We are conveniently located for wherever anybody lives in Cobb County to participate at a senior center. We start serving 55 plus, and I know a lot of people say, whoa, 55, I'm not a senior. Well, I'm happy to tell anybody that will listen that I am a senior. And I am qualified to go to a senior center and participate in, if anything, I can shoot pool all day long. We do have people that come and they hang out in the billiards room from 8:30 to 4:30. But we also have gyms at all the senior centers, and it costs nothing. There is no charge for adults to come and use our workout rooms. And so that's just another way for them to maintain their health and their wellness. But at the senior centers, we really focus on socialization. Let's face it, we are coming out of a very unique time period. The past 19 months, everyone has stayed home, particularly the older adults. So our goal is to get them re-engaged in society. And for many, that might be coming to a senior center for the first time. So the adult child that might be listening right now and saying, oh, I need to get mom and dad to come, we would love to give you first a tour of the senior center so you can really see what we have to offer. And then you could bring mom or dad or even a grandparent, an aunt, uncle, or neighbor that you know that needs to get out of the house. Because studies have shown that the more isolated somebody is, their health and their wellness declines. And we are all about combating that.
So I want to get something out of the way right now. We're not selling anything today.
Absolutely not.
This is a service from who?
This is part of Cobb County government. So your taxes, if you are a Cobb County resident, your taxes go to support what we do. We are also funded, though, through federal funds. Back in 1961, 1, 2, something like that, John Kennedy actually started Older Americans Month. He started the program where every May, nationally, there is a recognition of older adults. And so he, through his vision established the Older Americans Act, which Congress renews every 10 years, and that is how federally they disperse funds to all different kinds of senior service organizations. They're called AAAs, and those are Area Agency on Aging, of which Cobb County Senior Services, we are a AAA. And so we are funded federally, locally through state, and then very locally through Cobb County government taxes.
So again, this is not something that anybody's trying to sell you. Nobody's trying to sign you up for any kind of subscription. It's a service that's provided for the residents of Cobb County.
Absolutely.
As an adult child, so my parents are 65.
Okay.
As an adult child, if I want to find out information about things that my parents are struggling with, do you offer that for me?
So we do have opportunities for people to call our information and referral line, and that is really a wonderful source of information because it is manned by case managers. And these are folks who have their fingers on all kinds of resources in the region, and that they can provide that information to not just the adult children, but to maybe the older adult who's calling and needs some assistance, needs, how do I find some in-home services? Can you provide a list of subsidized housing, maybe? Maybe I can't afford what's out there, but I need some kind of housing that will meet my needs and my income level. We get people that call and need information on Medicare. We work with Georgia Cares, which is a state organization, and it is a nonprofit. They don't charge for their services. They will come in and sit down with people who are either getting ready to turn 65 or are somewhere already receiving Medicare to help them renew and review what their plans are to see, okay, when open enrollment begins in October, you may want to look at this. And again, there's no sales in that. It's just counseling.
So we're not talking about you charging for these services or are you having to sign up for anything. You can call this number and get help with your mom or dad that's needing to figure some things out.
Absolutely. It's our information and referral line. And that number directly is 770-528-5364.
Now, how many seniors are in Cobb County right now?
According to the most recent census, 99,599 people are age 65 plus. Now, I want to know who's not yet 65, but that's a rough estimate. So let's just round it up to close to 100,000 people, 65 plus. But then we also serve 55 plus. So you've got another 10-year span in there. So it is a growing number. When I started with the county almost 17 years ago, Jeremy, people were starting to use the term the silver tsunami.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Silver tsunami. And, you know, we were all like, oh, that just can't be. Well, we're seeing it now because more people are aging in place and fewer people are having children. So the population pyramid is actually turning upside down. So we're seeing people live longer and we're seeing more older adults. But the beauty is more older adults are moving to Cobb County. They're moving to Georgia, but specifically to Cobb County because of the amenities that we offer, not just through senior services, but we have low taxes. At 62, you have the school tax exemption for homeowners 62 and above. So, I mean, just a great opportunity for people to come to Cobb County. But then once they come and they find out, wow, you have all of this for senior services, for somebody like me, that I can come and I can, like I said, you can shoot pool all day if you want. You can play table tennis. You can even participate in some of the exercise classes. Now, exercise classes are going to have a charge for them, anywhere from $1 to $3 a class. Oh, tell me where you can find that anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Go to Gold's Gym and say, I want to take a class for a dollar. It's because we pay our instructors, and these are people who are qualified, they are certified, they know how to lead classes for older adults. So you're not going to see, you know, a lot of huge strenuous things, but low impact aerobics. We've got Pilates, Tai Chi, we've got yoga, There's stretch and strength classes. There's focus on fitness. There's all kinds of things to meet you at your activity level. And we have beginner opportunities for people who've maybe never exercised before. We don't want you straining and getting hurt. So we have something for everyone.
And where can we find a list of all this stuff? Where can we find that online?
Great question. Our website is very simple to find. It's cobbseniors.org. Cobbseniors.org. And when you go to that website, you will be able to see on the left-hand side a list of the different senior centers. And you can click on each senior center, find out where they are located, and find out their activities that are offered on an ongoing basis, or there are special events that are coming up on a monthly basis. So if you want to find out who's having a movie in September, you can check that out. Or you can also find out their quarterly classes. And I will say that the class schedule has just been posted for each of the senior centers for the fall classes. Registration will open for those classes on September 20th at 9 a.m.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to hear some tips on how to get my mom or dad out of the house if they're resistant to it. So don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
We're back on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. We're joined by Kathy Latham. She's from the Cobb Senior Services. You are the Strategic Partnerships Manager. That doesn't fit on a name tag very easily. What I want to know is if as an adult child, my parents are resistant to leaving the house, how can you help?
What we would love to do is have you bring your parents to one of our centers for a tour. I think one of the things, Jeremy, why people are hesitant to come, especially older adults, is they have in their mind of what a senior center should be. We all have a stereotype of a senior center. We probably remember them from our grandparents' days. Maybe clinical, institutional, very cold. When you walk into any of our senior centers, you're not going to have that feeling at all. They are lodges. They are beautiful. They are fitted with carpet, very comfortable upholstered chairs in the lobby, high ceilings. There are sprung wood floors in the fitness studios. There is carpet in the billiards room. There's a little lounge for people to hang out and have their coffee and just visit with one another. If that's what they want to do, if they don't want to do anything else, come and socialize. So getting people past the perception or misperception, I should say, of what a senior center is a big deal. So I think once you and your parents walk through that door, you will be pleasantly surprised. And our staff are very good at making people feel welcome and showing them all the different activities that are available. We hear from people who have said, you know what, I always would admire people who could carve wood, but I never thought I would learn how to do it. Well, Once they sat down in the room with somebody who's been carving wood, all of a sudden he or she is now a wood carver, and they do some beautiful work, and we keep them on display.
You alluded to it earlier, but speak a little bit to the importance of being active as an adult. And you're right, the past 19 months has been detrimental to a lot of people, especially seniors. So speak to the importance of getting people out of the house.
Yes. So the past 19 months, Jeremy, have, as you said, been detrimental. We have seen it take a toll on older adults because they're used to coming to the senior centers. When we were given the orders back in March of 2020 to shut the senior centers, that was hard on us because we also are used to seeing the seniors every day. And seeing them engage with one another and participate in all kinds of activities, whether it's an exercise class, whether it's a cooking class, whether it is just hanging out and playing bridge all day. And so they wanted us to stay open, but we were not able to. And we understood that not only were they not coming to a senior center, but if you'll recall, the order went out for older adults to shelter in place, to stay home. So they weren't going to the store even, because of COVID and the fear of contracting COVID. So we had to reconfigure what we were doing. And so instead of being open and, you know, having people come to us, what we would do every week, we would do a food distribution for these older adults who used to rely on us to take them to the grocery store so that they could get their weekly or monthly supply of food or whatever. So we started doing weekly food giveaways where Cobb residents, whether you ever came to any of our senior centers or not, if you were 60 and above, come through the line and we will give you some food. So we also saw and heard from so many of those folks, not only the appreciation for what we were doing, but you saw the joy on their faces that they were able to get out of the house and actually see somebody else for the first time in months or for the first time in a few weeks. And so now that we are reopened, we're excited because seniors are coming back. But there are still people who've never come to a senior center. They don't know who we are, or they're a little bit reticent to come back because, you know, the uncertainty. The isolation that sets in is so devastating. You decline not only physically, but mentally. And that is a toll not just on the senior, but also on the family and the people who surround that person.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, where you find yourself sitting alone and becoming sad and getting very, very down, or diving into the internet with lots of echo chambers that can push people into some weird rabbit holes. And it's very sad to sit and miss your friends. And that's what the senior centers sound like to me. It sounds like a cool neighborhood clubhouse.
Absolutely.
Like, it's like an awesome boys and girls club. It sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I'm curious, what do you have? You say that you have services for people who are 55 plus. Now, mm-hmm. 55 is not really that old.
No.
So what does Cobb Senior Services offer a 55-year-old?
So we have 7 senior centers, 5 of which are considered multi-purpose centers. Those 5 serve the 55 plus. So anybody 55 and above is welcome to come to any of the 5 multi-purpose centers: Freeman Pool, Tim Lee, Senior Wellness Center, West Cobb, and North Cobb. And they can come and participate in the exercise classes, special events, whether it's a cooking class or it's a seminar. I mean, they have fun seminars too. Cut the cord is a big thing. Now, when I say cut the cord, what do you think of? Cut the cable cord. You know, so many of us know how to stream, mm-hmm. but older adults are trying to figure out this whole new dynamic of what is streaming, what is a smart TV. They've got the smartphones, but now how do I get the smart TV to work? And and reduce my bills because, let's face it, fixed income is a fixed income. So we have things like that that are very interactive, and so we let people ask kind of questions. We have talk tech for people who may have a new smartphone and trying to figure out, okay, it's an Android or is it an iPhone? We have somebody that can help them navigate that. How do I save my pictures? What is this thing called the cloud? I'm looking outside. Does it go up there? I mean, you know, you and I take verbiage for granted, but picture yourself in the place of somebody who's hearing this terminology and like, what does that really mean? So we have classes for that. We even have things like brain health, like brain boot camp, where we partner with local providers, whether it's somebody who's a doctor or in the medical field, or maybe it's somebody who does help in other ways to, you know, tap into somebody's cognitive health and give them tips and tidbits and exercises on how to stay very sharp and to combat the cognitive decline that we see, not just because of COVID, but as we age, we all have to fight that. But the 55 plus, I know I went on a rabbit trail there. I'm coming back to that because we all need to start taking better care of ourselves. Those of us who are still working, yes, it's hard for somebody who's still working to come to a senior center. But when you're able to, we want you to come and participate. You know, we have a gym on Powder Springs Street that once we are back to full operating hours and staffing and all of that, it's going to be open a little bit later in the evening as it was prior to COVID. So, you know, somebody who lives in the area can come by and use a gym. You can get on the elliptical. You can use free weights. You can use the treadmill. There's a rowing machine. There's all kinds of things. And bring a buddy. Bring your spouse. Bring your mom and dad with you.
And I also imagine that, you know, as you get older, so as we watch our parents get older and their friends, you know, sadly pass away or their friends move away, that, or and they retire from work, like all these things where their social interactions and their social groups get smaller and smaller, it can be more difficult to make friends. But if you have a cool clubhouse that has people your age that are interested in the similar things, then they can find new friend groups.
Absolutely. And we see that every day. We see people who are coming not only because they've lost their spouse or their close group of friends, but maybe they've moved from another state or another portion of Georgia, and they're new to the area, and they're social butterflies, and they want to meet new friends, and we see that every day.
I wish that I had a senior center to go to for my age. it sounds fun. It does. It sounds really fantastic, and again, I want to reiterate, this is not a sales pitch in any way, shape, or form. It's letting you know about a hidden gem that the government is offering.
Absolutely. As I said earlier, we've been around for 50 years. We started out as the Marietta Community Services. We started basically with Meals on Wheels. And now, 50 years later, we are a part of Cobb County government. Once Cobb County Board of Commissioners was formed, you know, many years ago, they brought us on and we became our own department. So we've grown from just Meals on Wheels. We still do provide Meals on Wheels Monday through Friday. We serve, prior to COVID, it was about 250 to 300 meals a day to seniors who are shut in. They are at home for whatever reason. They cannot provide their own meals. They don't have transportation, or they have a physical disability or an illness that they can't provide their own meals. So we will never stop delivering meals. We actually even did that during COVID. Once a week, instead of the hot meals, they were frozen meals. But these were people who knew how to, you know, use their microwave to make them, warm them up and all that. But we will never stop feeding Cobb County seniors who need it. And we've grown, as I said, from Meals on Wheels to transportation. So seniors who need to get to the bank, to the grocery store, to their doctor, dialysis, you know, medical facilities, they call us, they get on our program, and then they can get their transportation scheduled. We do have them far in advance as far as possible. But we can drive people to those places, but also we pick them up at their home and take them to the other three neighborhood centers, the other three senior centers that I did not mention. I said we have seven. I spoke about the five. These three are called neighborhood centers, and they're for seniors 60 and above who want to come Monday through Friday, and they know they're going to see their same friends every day. They're going to be at the center from 10 until 2. And when you're out on the road and you see the white bus that says Cobb Senior Services in blue along the side, they're either taking a senior to the store, to the bank, to a medical facility, or they're taking them to or from one of those three neighborhood centers. And the beauty of that senior center is they make friends. You know, you can go one time, you can be a first-time visitor, and the next day, they're going to remember who you are when you show up, and you're going to have met, you know, Gladys, and you're going to know that Gladys is going to be there tomorrow, and you're going to sit with Gladys, because Gladys is going to make sure that she takes you under her wing and make sure that you know everybody at the senior center. In addition to having that socialization and that recreation, which is so important, they also offer classes, exercise classes for seniors there. Maybe they might be a little bit more modified, chair exercises, maybe not the full Zumba or line dance, but they're going to offer them some kind of an exercise class. We also give them a nutritious meal. We have on staff a registered dietitian. And it is her role to make sure that all the meals that we serve to our seniors meet all the requirements for older adults. And so when you come to one of the three neighborhood centers, you are given a nutritious lunch.
How do I, as an adult child with a parent who's a senior, how do I sign up to be able to bring them? Do I need to make an appointment?
That's a great question. So for the neighborhood centers, yes, you would call the center directly, which is in your geographic area. So we have one in Austell. We have one in North Cobb up in Ackworth. And then we also have one in Marietta on Powder Springs Street. And so you would call that center that's closest to you or your parent and talk with the center manager there, get an appointment, and then they will bring you in for a one-on-one assessment with the senior, just to make sure it's the right fit, because we are not medical professionals. We do not have a nurse on staff. We do not toilet. We do not give medication. But if somebody needs all of that, they are welcome to have their caregiver come with them and participate at the senior center as well. We don't tell people you have to stay home if you can't do any of that. You can have somebody come with you who will help you with that.
All of this is absolutely fantastic. Please, Kathy, tell us again, where can we find the information online?
Absolutely. The website is so easy. It is cobbseniors.org, and that's seniors with an S at the end.
Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.
Open for fun at the 2021 Superior Plumbing Presents North Georgia State Fair, September 23rd through October 3rd at Jim R. Miller Park in Marietta. The Carriage Kia Concert Series featuring Gabby Barrett, Chris Lane, John Langston, Chase Rice, and Mark Will. Free family shows and great fair food, too. Admission $10. 10 and under, always free. Follow us on social media or visit NorthGeorgiaStateFair.com for more information. Open for fun in 2021.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.
Thanks for listening to the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. Be sure to listen all week long for local news from the Marietta Daily Journal. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.